We'll take the text this evening from the book of Genesis, chapter 13, begin at verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land, in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. This land that God gave to Abram and his seed is still their land today. Down through the years, and even today, Israel's enemies are trying to take their land, trying to destroy them. Others are trying to divide their land. The whole world is turning against Israel today. No, there's only one reason that is really happening. Because Israel is a good country, good people. But it's because mankind, because humanity, because of the world, is fighting against God. That's the whole reason. What's going on today in our world is because man is fighting against God. As I read this the other day, verse 17 stood out to me as I read it. I'll reread it. God told Abram, arise, walk through the land, in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. As Christians, we're on a walk. We're not walking through the land like God told Abraham to walk through, but we're on a spiritual walk. Each and every day we're on a spiritual walk as Christians. We're on a spiritual walk. And on this walk, there are many benefits and blessings along the way. We've heard about it in testimonies tonight. People just thanking the Lord for everyday blessings. How the Lord has been there. How the Lord answered prayer. How the Lord has directed and guided individuals. We could say that the blessings and the benefits of serving the Lord are endless. And they really are. We can't outgive the Lord. The more we do for the Lord, the more the Lord does for us. There's an endless supply of blessings. All we have to do is ask for them. All we have to do is consecrate our life to the Lord, and the blessings will be there. The benefits of consecrating our lives to the Lord will be there. We could just say there's just an endless supply. I thought about there's been times, and we appreciate every altar service. Every time we have an altar service, people are talking to God. They're talking to their Heavenly Father. They're communing with the Lord. And every altar service is important. But there's been times that we've seen where the Spirit of the Lord has come down, and it's just like a wave goes through the altar service for the ones that are praying there. There's just an endless supply. Everyone there can receive something from the Lord. Every one of us tonight, in a few minutes, as we gather around the altar prayer and throughout this chapel, can receive something from the Lord. the Lord is here and wants to give those blessings tonight. He wants to give those benefits of serving Him to each one of us tonight. I thought about, I used to tell my salesmen, they can make as much as they want to make. I used to tell them there's no limits on how much they wanted to make. Because they were salesmen. They got a percentage of every car they sold. So the more cars they sold, the more they could make. There was never a place where I'd say, if you make this amount, you can't make any more. No. I was all in favor of them making all they could. You know, because I tell them there's just an endless supply of how much you can make. But, you know, I did also find that there were some that they were eager to make a good living. And they worked at it. They would talk to people. They would follow up. They'd make phone calls. They'd do everything they could to make a car sale because they wanted to make some money. But then I also found some that, well, they shouldn't have been salesmen. Because I don't know what they thought, but they didn't make any money if they weren't selling anything. But the ones that wanted to make a decent living, it was there for them. That there was no limits on how much they could make. You know, it's up to each one of us how far we won't go on our spiritual walk. It's up to each one of us. There's no limits. The benefits are there. The blessings are there. All we have to do is ask for them. And the Lord is going to give them to us. So there's no limits on how far you can go in your spiritual walk. As that spiritual walk, there's a starting point. And that starting point is the experience of salvation. We heard about that tonight in testimonies also. Brother Sean, 5 years old, 5 years old, prayed, knew he had some sins in his heart, one of them taken away. The Lord spoke to him. He knew he had to pray, and he knelt down and prayed, just a simple prayer, but a prayer that reached heaven. And at 5 years old, he knew a change took place in his life. He started on his spiritual walk that day at 5 years old. And he's still on that walk tonight. We're thankful for that. He was thanking the Lord for the benefits and the blessings that he's had down through the years. Those things happen in our spiritual walk with the Lord. But it starts at salvation, when we repent of our sins and ask Jesus to come in and make a change in our lives. And it doesn't make any difference what age. The Lord is always there. When one reaches out to Him, He's there. He'll save a person at 5 years old. He'll save a person at 85 years old. It doesn't make any difference when they reach out to be saved. The Lord will save their souls. When they pray that honest prayer, that change will take place. And that's the beginning of our Christian walk, our spiritual walk with the Lord. What an experience. Remember the night you were saved? Remember what it was like? You know, we don't want to forget those times. It was a real experience. It was a change. No matter where we are at in life, what we had done, we knew we had sin in our heart and needed to have a change in our lives. And every day since you were saved, you've enjoyed that experience. Because we hear about it all the time in testimonies, that people point back to that day that they were saved. But once we're saved, don't forget we're on a spiritual walk. And so as we're walking on this spiritual walk, we don't want to stop or sit down along the way. We won't keep moving, keep walking. We won't go around the next corner. Well, what's around the next corner? Have you ever been there where you've been traveling somewhere and you just wonder, the road's going this way. I just wonder what's around the next corner. We won't know, don't we? When our spiritual walk, we won't know what's around the next corner also. And the Word of God tells us there's another experience for us, the experience of sanctification. It's another experience just like being saved. That inbred nature of sin that we were born with is taken out of our lives. We know when it happened. It changed our lives. We were different after that. At salvation, we ask for forgiveness for the sins that we've committed. At sanctification, that inbred sin that we were born with because of Adam and Eve, when they sinned in the garden, mankind was born into sin. But we don't have to stay there. We can have that removed out of our lives. We can have victory in Jesus each and every day. We live above sin. We don't have to sin every day. That's not victory. But victory is living above sin each and every day. So salvation is good. Sanctification is good. Those are experiences that make a difference in our lives. But once we have those experiences, we won't keep walking. We don't want to stop along the way. There's something else for us. You know, the best way to keep your salvation is to get your sanctification. The best way to keep your salvation is to get your sanctification. Because then the devil isn't there like he was before. He's not there to tempt like he was before. But then once we have those experiences, we won't keep walking. The Lord has more for us. Jesus prayed for his disciples. He prayed for the early church that they would receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Jesus told his disciples to tarry, and to tarry they were filled with power from on high. What an experience. But see, Jesus knew, and he knows what we need. Go around another corner. What's around the corner after sanctification? It's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We won't keep walking. We don't want to stop along the way. I also thought this afternoon about, it's been many years ago now, when some of the young guys in Chehalis decided they would climb Mount St. Helens. I don't know, Richard, were you there for that? Well, you missed far. Brother Chet, were you there? Man, I don't remember who all was there. Well, I was there. I remember it. And we started out early one morning, and there was a trail. We were on a trail, and it was easy walking. We were heading uphill a little bit, but it wasn't bad. But then we were around a corner and another corner, and then all of a sudden it starts getting really steep, and all of a sudden there really isn't a trail. You can see the top. Well, the top was gone, but this is after it exploded. But we wanted to get to up to the ledge up there. And then all of a sudden, we're just in sand. And you take a step and you slide down. You take another step and you slide. And you know, as I went along there, I started thinking, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And then I started thinking, you know what? I'm going to stop and just, I mean, let the others go. I'm going to go back. But you know what? I didn't know what it was like at the top. Well, I found out what it was like at the top because I kept going. I kept climbing. I take a step and slide, take a step and slide. But I was making a little progress. I tell you what, up at the top is beautiful. It really was. I mean, words can't describe it. But it was beautiful. And I was so glad that I continued on. Well, we won't continue in our spiritual walk too. We don't want to stop along the way. We don't want to just go a third of the way. We don't want to just go two-thirds of the way. Let's go all the way. And all the way is giving our experiences that we read about in the Word of God. It's there for us. We can have it. Jesus wants to give those experiences tonight. If you're needing one of those experiences, Jesus is here. He wants to give it to you tonight. Don't forget, you're on a spiritual walk. So just take another step. Just take another step. And if the devil's telling you you can't get it tonight, just like when I was climbing out saying, no, we'll just go ahead and keep. You may take a step and slide back a little bit. Just keep stepping. Because the Lord is here. He wants to do it. He wants to give those experiences tonight. He has an endless supply. So everyone can be blessed tonight. Everyone that is seeking an experience from the Lord, you can have it tonight. So it comes through prayer. So we're going to take a time to pray tonight. So we're going to stand and sing a song of invitation, and we invite you to come and pray.